This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A private plane flew into the Eagle County Regional Airport Sunday afternoon from Prince George, British Columbia. It was the same plane that flew wolves into Colorado from Oregon in December of 2023 under the direction of Light Hawk Conservation Flying. That's a nonprofit that transports animals. Witnesses were there. They saw three Colorado Parks and Wildlife vehicles leave the airport heading west on I-70. One had a trailer and two trucks had animal crates. We've asked CPW for confirmation that these are the wolves from British Columbia being released in Colorado. The response was that wolf details will not be shared while the operation is underway. Colorado Senator Dylan Roberts said he and his legislative colleagues are closely watching the situation.
We're going to be following this very closely. This is obviously a very fluid situation as these wolves are now entering Colorado and being released here. And we'll make sure that we're doing what we can to stand up for our districts.
Senator Roberts and local state legislators are hosting a virtual town hall. It's at 5:30 tonight. It's to talk about the start of the 2025 legislative session. There's a link to join on our website. Northwest Colorado was well represented at the Colorado Auctioneers Association Conference in Colorado Springs this weekend. Greg Medvesk is this year's Colorado State Champion Auctioneer. Medvesk is a graduate of Hayden High School 2011 and a fifth-generation Rout County native, now living in Grand Junction.
This one's for all the people on the western slope of Colorado. I think I'm the first champion on the western slope of Colorado. So to be able to come over here and compete against all these guys on the Front Range, Denver, you know, guys that run sell barns and auto auctions, to be able to come here and compete and to win, it's a big honor.
Two Moffat County FFA auctioneers also qualified for the inaugural FFA Auctioneering Career Development Event Championship. It's this summer. They are Tate Green and Blake Tupa, who are both seniors at Moffat County High School. The Rout County Board of County Commissioners meets for a work session this morning. Then Tuesday morning, Angelica Salinas will be sworn into office as the newest commissioner, replacing Tim Corgan. That's at 8 a.m. It's open to the public. Also Tuesday morning, Moffat County Board of County Commissioners meets at 8:15 with a swearing-in ceremony for another term for Tony Bouyer and Melody Villard and the appointment of the commissioner chair. Tuesday morning, Steamboat Resorts hosts the 25th Annual Airline Partners Summit at the Steamboat Grand. Steamboat Springs High School and Yampa Valley High School have a new revised cell phone policy. It starts today. Phones have to be off and out of sight during class. Steamboat Mountain School has new merit scholarship opportunities available. One scholarship available is $12,000 to children of employees at UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center. The deadline to apply through the Steamboat Mountain School website is February 15th. The Steamboat Sailor Nordic teams, both middle school and high school, competed in Aspen Friday. Charlie Weedle made the podium in third place. Lila Keller was also third for middle school girls. Overall, the Steamboat Springs High School girls were fifth. The high school boys were sixth. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.